You're listening to SBS News.
It's the first time this protester, known as Anna, has ever taken to the streets to demonstrate. A qualified psychologist, unemployed and living in the epicentre of the Colombian uprising Cali, the 27-year-old now sees no other choice.
As a citizen of this country, it's a duty that we all have to go out and say what's not right.
She's chosen to hide her identity out of fear of backlash, as many protesters say they've received death threats. Since April 28, tens of thousands of Colombians have marched against the right-wing government, originally to protest against a tax reform. Despite the reform being shelved and a minister resigning, the action has continued as citizens demand income equality and an end to police violence and corruption.
The young people now fighting and those on the front line, they're kids of 18 and 20 years old who've said enough is enough, we want a future, and there can't be a future without education, jobs or health.
The deep discontent which led to this uprising has been a long time coming. Analysts say it's a continuation of the protest movement against inequality from 2019, which was paused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Elizabeth Dickinson, a senior Colombia analyst at the organisation International Crisis Group, says the pandemic only served to highlight that inequality, as more than 42% of the population is now living in poverty.
This tax reform was really just the match that lit the fire. And I think what we're seeing right now is accumulation of all of the grievances that existed before that have been exacerbated by the pandemic.
The protests are widespread, with those in rural areas and Indigenous groups also joining the cause. They're demanding full implementation of the 2016 peace deal, which ended more than half a century of civil conflict. Authorities say more than 60 people have died in clashes with security forces, mostly civilians, but also two police officers, with three officers facing murder charges. In a significant concession, President Iván Duque has promised to modernise the police with more officer training and disciplinary standards. Investigations are already underway into 10 police officers who allowed civilians to shoot at demonstrators in Cali. Ms. Dickinson says the problem is that police remain part of the Ministry of Defence.
I think one of the ways to understand the police brutality of the current moment is that we have never had the hard discussion in Colombia about what it would mean to have a security forces for a country that is in peace rather than war.
But protesters have been criticised too for roadblocks which have led to fuel and food shortages, plus the closure of some businesses.
There has to be an end to the violence and the blockades. We have been kidnapped by the vandals.
The large Colombian diaspora in Australia has been watching on in despair, with many supporting the protest movement by organising their own action in solidarity. David Cuesta of solidarity group United for Colombia in Australia says there should be more international attention and condemnation of what has led to the uprising.
That's what we're aiming to do, influence from this distance. Keep telling the world, look, we're here, you're not alone. We're doing everything we possibly can.
A delegation from the US-based Inter-American Commission on Human Rights arrived for a four-day visit to the country on Sunday as a major group representing the protesters broke off talks with the government that began in early May. The protesters have been calling for the transfer of the police out of the remit of the Defence Ministry and full implementation of the 2016 peace agreement. Ms. Dickinson says this could be the key to ending the unrest.
It holds solutions to economic frustrations for the countryside, to internal reconciliation socially, giving underprivileged communities access to rights and the ability to progress socially, to access the political system.
Anna says unless there's real change, the protests won't stop.
Change something or we continue. It has to be that way. We don't know how this will end. We don't know how many more of us they'll kill. We just don't know if we'll win or not.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.